Three Rivers Public Health with us. Nayeli with us this morning. Welcome. Nice
Hi,
to have
you
here.
Good.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. I didn't get much time to review what we're going to go over this morning, so I'm going to kind of let you just take the lead and go. So this week, I know, is it Public Health Week?
Yes, it is, actually.
So each day, I know you're talking about different topics each day, but today you wanted to talk about?
Yes, yeah, so I wanted to talk about our Bright Smiles program.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, our aura health services that we have at Three Rivers Health Department that people may not know of, but we do that all year round, basically, but mostly our Bright Smiles program is 2 times a year, and we are looking to do it more times a year, but 2 times a year thus far.
Okay. Let us know or tell us more about what it is. What is the Bright Smiles program?
Yeah, so we recently, within the past 2 years, implemented our Bright Smiles program through DHHS. So we got a funding through them, and it allows us to provide oral health services to children age 5 and below. So we end up with our little team of probably 4 hygienists, myself, and that's it, actually. So we go into schools and provide oral health education for those typically preschool at the moment. And then we provide fluoride varnish application as well. So that's a only preventative, and it is to hopefully not get cavities and prevent from getting cavities. So
yeah, it's a good education piece, though, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. So we definitely push on the education and then provide that service that we're able to do.
So it's not just Dodge County, but also Washington and Saunders, right?
Yes, we try to reach all counties, and the more people would love to do that, the more we're going to be out there.
Yeah, that's a lot of school, a lot of people to get a hold of.
Yeah, so far this year, we've been to 10 preschools, daycares, schools in general.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big program. But it's great to get that funding from DHHS.
Yeah.
That makes it all possible.
Luckily, we have it another year, and we're hoping to continue to have it. But our Bright Smiles program is expanding.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so we're looking to provide at least 2 more types of services. One for school-age children that helps them receive.
Do they actually get a cleaning or anything like that? Or
no, not? Actually,
okay.
They're done sealants for children.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we're trying to provide just sealants alone for school-age children that are able to receive that with their adult teeth versus their baby teeth, you can say. Mm-hmm. So we're providing that service, and then as well, we're doing cleanings for long-term healthcare facilities. So that would be the only 2 new things, but it is a different age range from the littles that we've been doing.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome to be able to do that, and hopefully this year we can start it.
Yeah, that's really neat to be able to provide a little bit extra, especially for the littles. And well, the middle too, but it just seems like there's I don't know if there's a space there where those kids are not able to get those services.
Right. So we love going into the schools to be able to provide those services because, one, we're at their school. We're in their school setting where they're more mm-hmm. comfortable, where they're there hopefully almost every day, and as well as free services where they might not be able to have insurance or have even Medicaid or ever been to the dentist. So it's really nice for them to have a nice experience for the first time, if anything.
Yeah, a lot of times that dentist visit gets thrown on the back burner and doesn't happen.
Right.
For especially for little kids, their teeth are going to fall out anyway, right?
Right.
The baby teeth, yeah.
But this... definitely gives them some, at least something, right?
Yeah, and it's very, very important to even take care of a baby's mouth when they don't have teeth, and even baby teeth, although they seem like they will fall out and not be important, but even us as adults, our teeth are going to fall out one day, but they're still very important.
Yeah, I would imagine there's a big push for brushing every day, yes. Not just whenever, right?
Right, and we always want to push on, even though children might do it on their own time, brush their teeth, floss their teeth, rinse their mouth. We want to push that parents also watch them, teach them, and always continue to teach them, because they might not be doing it right. They might be doing it for two mm-hmm. seconds, and we might think that they're doing it, but we always want to push that to always remind them and always continue to teach them.
Is there information available on the Bright Smiles program?
So, you can contact anyone at Three Rivers, and we're able to provide that information to you. I don't think there's much information online. There might be a little bit of it online, but anyone is willing to talk and share the information for Bright Smiles, especially me.
Yeah, good deal. So we can get a hold of you anytime at Three Rivers?
Yes, you can.
Awesome. You sound like you're busy with this program.
Well, it's going to get bigger, so
good deal. Good deal. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Nye. I appreciate it. Nye Ellie this morning with Three Rivers.
Yes,
nice to have
thank you very much for
yeah.
having me.
Yeah. 8:51, we're going to talk to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office next here. Fremont's Morning Mix.
Spring has sprung at Siffring Landscaping and Garden Center. Leap into this new season with taking on new vegetables. Check out hearty potatoes, zesty onions, tart rhubarb, and way more. Looking for someone to help you along the way? Siffring's expert staff is here to help. Give us a call today to set up your free consultation with a dedicated landscape designer. Siffring Landscaping and Garden Center, your plant people for over 25 years. Located just 3 minutes east of Fremont on Highway 30.
Tomorrow is the annual Kiwanis Pancake Day, Thursday, all day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by and get your pancakes and sausage at Good Shepherd, 1440 East Military. Drive-through pickup with pre-order at KiwanisFremont@gmail.com. Proceeds go to area youth and community projects.
Husqvarna now has special financing at Extreme Outdoor Power with approved credit. Available on all Husqvarna residential or commercial acreage and zero-turn mowers. Get the professional power you need today with 6-year warranties on residential or 10-year warranties on commercial Husqvarna mowers. Extreme Outdoor Power repairs most brands, and they carry a full line of battery-powered equipment too. Stop into Extreme Outdoor Power and visit with Dusty or Tamara today. 805 South Broad Street, Fremont.
8:53, Fremont's Morning Mix. We continue on this Wednesday, and every other Wednesday, it's Dodge County Sheriff Day. So Sheriff Dustin Weitzel here with Bree Frank and guest and extra this morning, right?
Yeah,
right?
We do have an extra.
Yeah.
We have our newest hire with us. Deputy Claire Ostell was hired, and she's just started, and so we figured trial by fire, we'll bring her to the radio station.
Oh, perfect. Well, this won't hurt too bad, Claire.
No, it won't hurt. It won't hurt. As a matter of fact, we have a bag of popcorn for you,
yeah,
Dustin.
That's for you guys.
Sheriff from Dean Papa, Papa Trucking.
Papa Trucking.
Yeah, yeah. Dropped it off. And I told him, I said, I'll have to take a look at the floor of your cruiser. It's probably covered in popcorn.
Yes, they bring me several bags of popcorn, actually. And we appreciate it.
Yes, we do, too.
Oh,
the deputy
good.
Office is also covered.
The person very who good. Vacuums does not like that.
Yeah, correct.
No. No, Claire, welcome. Nice to have you here this morning.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm from around here. I don't really know what to say about myself, honestly.
How'd you get into this?
I was in corrections for 3 years. My mom was in corrections for a long time, and I just wanted to do this. So.
Good, good. Maybe tell us a little bit about the process. So do you feel like it is, it prepares you for this now?
Yeah, I've been sitting and learning for a couple of months now, waiting for the academy. I leave at the end of this month. I've learned a lot. Worked on the computer side of things and read our policies. I can't really do much with the public, so I'm mostly at the office.
Okay. Is there a certain area you really like working in? Or which part of this do you like?
So far, I don't really know. but I like working in like the mental health side of things. So
that's an important part of this. If you're an officer and you come up on the scene of something, and you have to kind of interpret what's really happening, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So you'll be going to the academy. Maybe take us through the timeline for you right now.
I don't think that's a question for me. I don't know how that works.
You don't know yet.
Okay. So the current academy ends, they graduate April 12th, the one that's currently going on.
Okay.
And we do have Deputy Wendishausen out there, expecting him to be back here in the next, obviously, couple weeks and start the field training portion of our training for him. And then Deputy Austell and Scott Timmerman is our other hire.
Mm-hmm.
They will go out on April 28th, and that's that the academy in Grand Island for 16 weeks. Obviously in class, in the field, you know, that they train out there, and then come back in that 12 weeks of FTO and in-house stuff.
What kind of stuff are you learning there, I guess, is what I would it be mostly, I guess I'm just curious as to what kind of stuff you learn when you're there.
It's pretty much everything. So when you see a deputy or an officer take a crash report, they learn that at the academy. Statutes, criminal law, criminal constitution, arrest, search, and seizure. You're learning the first 6 weeks or so is kind of book work. You're in the classroom learning, and then the rest of the time is all skills and that sort of thing. So you're really learning how to be a cop, and you're getting mm-hmm. the foundation out there. Then when you come back, you learn agency specific things. So like, how does Dodge County handle a domestic dispute? How does Dodge County handle a certain traffic crash or something like that? So mm-hmm. the academy does an amazing job at building that foundation. And then we put on the roof, and then they're on their own.
Okay. Yeah.
And then once out of the classroom, then the kind of the fun part of the academy starts. You're outdoors and firearms for a couple of weeks. You're driving on their driving track and everything, defensive tactics, a lot of scenario-based things happen outside of the classroom as well.
Okay, yeah, that's it is. It's definitely a process for every situation, I'll bet.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot. And it's a lot to digest in 16 weeks, but that's why they train the way that they do, so that way they have time to really learn that stuff.
Okay. Do you still get a whistle when you go?
I did not get a whistle.
Did you get a whistle?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What? That was
for, yeah, that was for traffic control.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we learned 4 hours of how to blow a whistle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I remember I feel told stories of that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I bet you're like, really? I got to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably different ways to do it, right?
Yeah.
Different.
And obviously, like hand signals and everything like that. And the public doesn't listen to the whistle or watch you do anything.
No, got a whistle. I remember. Yeah.
I heard a whistle. Now what do I do?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, so we welcome Claire and Scott Timmerman to the sheriff's office. And
well, where's Scott? I want to know where he is.
He's actually reading a book to the kindergarten class.
Oh, good.
Or preschool.
Preschool. Little Lambs Preschool in North Bend. They had a prior engagement this morning.
With Deputy Ewing.
Oh, good. Nice.
So they went that way.
Nice. Good deal.
Good.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Glad to have you, that's for sure. And I hope it all goes well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just real quick, we are in the middle of our You Text, You Drive campaign. That started on April 1st and goes through April 8th. So texting and driving. We got extra deputies out for traffic on that. And then we will be participating in the drugged driving April 19th through the 21st that weekend.
Okay.
So anybody that's under the influence, I mean, we're still doing our thing out there with everything else, but really going to focus on under the influence of narcotics or any other prescription medication while driving.
Is there anything, I guess, different that you look for when you're doing that enforcement?
We're just getting either calls from the public on impaired driving.
Okay.
And we don't know that at the beginning until a traffic stop is conducted.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's under the influence and they show impairment, and if we determine that it's not alcohol related, then it might be another, you know, something else on board that's a prescription medication or illegal substances that they're under the influence of.
I'm just curious, on the texting side, do you get a lot of calls of people going, saying, hey, we sat at the light for 15 seconds or whatever it is, and so-and-so didn't move?
Yeah, it could be that. Or we get a lot of calls that they believe that they're impaired, and then they call in, you know, they're all over the road, they're driving on the shoulder, that sort of thing. We get behind them, they're doing the same thing, we pull them over, they're not impaired. They were just using their cell phone. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times it comes in more as a reckless driver than as I sat at the light, you know, six people honked at me or whatever else.
Right.
But no, it definitely comes in as a reckless driving too. And with the drug driving, we actually have a drug recognition expert that after the initial deputy determines that alcohol is not a factor and that it's drugs, we call in that drug recognition expert to then conduct more field sobriety maneuvers and to see what they're actually on.
Okay. Yeah. So texting is on right now, and then the other will start up middle of the month?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a quick one.
All right. Yeah. Anything else, I guess, as far as things that are going on or things people should be aware of right now?
April 20th.
We do have Healthy Kids Day, April 20th. That's at the Y here mm-hmm. in town. And we're partnering with Three Rivers and doing a car seat safety check. So we'll be out there. I think I've convinced the sheriff to be out there. He's not going to fit in a car seat, but he'll attempt to help. And we'll be out there at 10 to noon. And there'll be more coming on that as well, kind of middle of the month. But yeah, just a preface, if you need your car seats checked or installed by certified people, we'll be at the Y that day, and there's going to be a ton of stuff for your kiddos to do. So bring them out. Even if you don't need car seats, we'll have a ton of stuff for them to do.
Yeah, it seems to me on that side of things, on the car seat side, anymore for me as a grandpa, it's like, okay, what age?
Oh, sure.
Is there, what's the cutoff?
Yes, and it's 8 now. So it used to be, yes, so they're up to 8 in a booster, and it's used to be 6. And so, yeah, it's increased, wow, too. And especially as a grandparent, you have to make sure that they're safe in your car just as well as they're safe in their parents' car. So,
yeah, definitely. All right. I think that'll do it.
Claire would love to do Would You Rather.
Well, I was wondering if she wanted to be a part of that.
I was going to say we have to do Would You Rather.
Oh,
absolutely.
All right. Well, here we go. First one. Would you rather have a job that requires constant travel or a job that keeps you in one location?
Depends on where I'm traveling.
True. Yeah, if I'm going to go to St. John every week, I'm thinking, maybe I would like that for a little mm-hmm. while. I would agree. It'd have to be somewhere exotic, I think.
I know, me too.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather find true love once and lose it or have multiple meaningful relationships throughout your life?
Definitely the first one.
Multiple would be crazy, wouldn't it? Oh, my gosh. Would you rather never age physically but age mentally or never age mentally but age physically?
I think I would rather age physically, not mentally.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Yeah.
I want to keep my mind.
Yeah, I want to keep my mind. Otherwise, because I get to the age where I'm like, I don't care what you think, right?
I know, yeah. I know.
Last one. Would you rather have the power to heal any physical ailment or the power to heal any emotional pain? That's a good question for you.
Yeah.
I think probably emotional.
Mm-hmm.
There are doctors out there to do the other stuff.
Right. Yeah. I think the doctor can fix me. I would say the same, I think. I'd go with the emotional pain because I think that can be harder on people,
yes,
for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing along. We appreciate
it,
Claire. Yeah. Yeah. We've got one more guest yet this morning. We have Keith Fremont Beautiful ready to go this morning.
Busy Wednesday.
And again, remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you guys.
You can always contact us at 402-727-2700, or if you would like to remain anonymous, use that P3 app or the Zerker portal.
I always hear from people, they say, there's no way you could be anonymous because you've been on the radio too long. People would know that it's you calling in.
Know your voice. Yeah. And luckily, online, it's all text. It doesn't save anything.
Go.
It doesn't save IPs. It's completely anonymous.
Yeah.
So use those if you wish.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Yeah, grab your popcorn and hit the road there, Buster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's our Dodge County Sheriff, Dustin Weitzel. Bree Frank and Claire Ostell this morning. 9:04. We're going to talk Keep Fremont Beautiful next right here.
Hello. Thank you.
Angela, we have to break up.
But why?
Because you're a robot, and I'm just a guy trying to get better internet.
It's Allo Fiber, isn't it? I always knew you wanted faster speeds. My contract isn't good enough for you.
Face it, Angela. They let me talk to real people.
Press 4 to break my heart. Oh wait, you already did.
Visit allofiber.com to switch today.
Spring is when everything becomes new. It's a perfect time to make your home look new, too. When you hear Blue Sky Roofing, roofing is probably all you think about. Blue Sky Roofing still does roofing. Now they do windows, sidings, and gutters. Handyman services, too. Blue Sky Roofing believes in customer satisfaction. They will look at your home from every angle and will recommend the best way to beautify your home. Visit them online at blueskyroofing.com for your free estimate today. That's blueskyroofing.com. Locally owned and operated, fully insured.
It's 5 minutes past 9 o'clock here, Fremont's Morning Mix. We continue talking with Casey Vaughn from Keep Fremont Beautiful. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. Let's see. We're going to start off this morning talking about that Grow Big Red campaign, don't we?
Yes. So it's that time of year to be planting flowers and beautifying our community. And we do have our giant flowered fire flame zinnias. That's always a long one to say.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
We do have these again this year. We usually order about 1,000. Our sponsor again is Fremont and Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So they purchase 1,000 seeds for us to give out to all Fremont area kindergartners. We'll also give them out to Fremont area and Arlington fourth grade students and have some left over for the community. So if anyone's interested in receiving some red zinnias, you can just contact our office and we'd be more than happy to give you a pack. Or two.
Yeah, they're pretty big too. I mean, they'll get up probably 5 foot, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think I planted some, not last year, but the year before. Wow, they were big.
It's interesting. We will do our community litter index in September where we drive around and kind of rate litter throughout the community, and we will actually see the red zinnias growing throughout Fremont. So it's pretty cool. They get very tall and the flower is actually pretty big on them as well.
Yeah, the flowers are, I'd say, bigger than a softball, wouldn't you?
About the size of like a small saucer plate. That's usually what we use as a comparison.
Yeah, so they are, and very colorful. So if you want some of those, obviously, Keep Fremont Beautiful office, you can stop by there too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Arbor Day, you want to do a tree giveaway coming up here for Arbor Day? When is Arbor Day anyway?
Arbor Day is, I believe, April 26th.
On my calendar.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's April 26th. Yeah. But for Arbor Day, we did get a grant from Keep America Beautiful. It's the Great American Cleanup Grant. And we got some funding for community beautification, which is something new. They didn't offer that before. We haven't had it before. So one of the things that we want to do is give away a tree and have a tree planting for someone within the Fremont community. So we are going to do this through social media. So go follow our Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I believe the contest has been set up to be take a picture of your favorite tree in Fremont and post it. And you will be entered into our giveaway contest. So
nice.
Keep an eye out for that.
Good deal. And Community Shred Day will be here. Is it coming up real soon?
Yes, that is coming up soon. So Pinnacle Bank will be hosting their annual Community Shred Day on Saturday, April 27th from 12:30 to 2:30. It will be at the 23rd Avenue location. Limit of about 2 boxes, 50 pounds per person.
Okay. And that's always popular.
It is. That one's a big event. I think it's around tax season. Everyone's going through their documents. So it's just a great way to safely dispose of your information sensitive documents. And they are all shredded and then recycled and turned into new paper products.
Excellent. All right. Very good. Let's see. Did you say you had another grant that you received?
So our Keep America Beautiful grant was the most recent one, which is providing us that tree giveaway. But it is also funding some other activities as well. So we are going to purchase some native species flowers for some community gardens, including the Habitat for Humanity community garden.
Okay.
We also did get some funding to buy the supplies for wildflower seed bombs.
Oh.
So you can mix some clay and some dirt and some wildflower seeds and then just throw them out places and it plants wildflowers. So
that's cool. Yeah.
So we're set to work on those with Aspire for Greatness, that group, in June. And then I believe we're also going to try to do another tree planting in a public space as well through this grant. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. It's that time of the year. Things are they're starting to turn green, not all the way. And hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, everything turns that way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can call our office at 402-941-6122, or you can send us an email at keepfremontbeautiful@gmail.com.
All right. Casey Vaughn, appreciate it.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're past 9 o'clock here, but we'll get an update from CBS News next, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Everyone have a great day.
It's Fremont's Morning Mix on Mix 105.5 KFMT Fremont and the Big Dog, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM KHUB Fremont and K255 DF Fremont.